I was wondering if I ate French fries from fleshy restaurants, which were deep-fried in the same oil as chicken fingers, and there are still little pieces of chicken in the oil. Do I have to wait 6 hours or not? I am asking because I overheard a discussion in which someone said that based on a shach in your day, a pay test, there is room to be lenient. There is no need to wait at all before lit milchiks. Yasher Koach, anonymous in Brooklyn. I don't know what shach he's referring to, but even though from a tavshil of basar, there are opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Tavshil of basar means vegetables or anything that was cooked with meat or chicken. And then the vegetables were separated from the meat and the chicken. That's called tavshil shel basar. There are opinions that you don't have to wait 6 hours after that. However, the minig ha'olam, and that's the way we paskin, is you must wait 6 hours after that, especially if there are still pieces of chicken in the oil. Even if there would be no pieces of chicken in the oil, and the oil is completely liquid, that's still called tafshil shel basar. What the shach says is that if the liquid that the meat or chicken was cooked in, and then the meat and chicken were removed, and you only ate the liquid like a soup, is called tafshil shel basar, and there, according to the halacha, would be okay to eat a milchiks after that. However, the minig is, like I said, to wait 6 hours even after tafshil shel basar, so it would apply even to the oil. All the shach says is that if there's vegetables and it's a thick mixture, then it's not considered tafshil shel basar, it's considered basar mamish, and everybody holds you have to wait 6 hours. But in any case, according to the common practice and minig ha'olam, you have to wait 6 hours after tavshil shel basar, and the oil that chicken was deep fried in is definitely tavshil shel basar.